Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go straight to, I want to get straight to the show. We have Daniel Turner on with us here in a little bit. So I'm going to go straight to prayer and then a short monologue for such a time as this. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for your love, your grace, your mercy, and your forgiving nature. Guide us and protect us, oh Father. Give us wisdom and patience. May we rise from this virus crisis a wiser and stronger nation. May the scales fall from our eyes, and may we see the evil and the plots against your people, knowing who our true enemy is, and being then able to fight him or them off. Place your hedge of protection around President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. May they have wise and godly counsel around them, and may they have the gift of discernment to recognize which advice to take and which advice to reject. Calm the fears of your people, O Father. Make us all stronger and wiser. May we be repentant of our own evil ways. You, CSC Talk Radio, bless my guests and my advertisers. Bless my listeners. Bring prosperity to all, and use me, Father, as your beacon and your light of truth. For such a time as this, I pray. Amen. You know, America has been watching. I pray all of you have been listening. While this virus is attacking and killing some Americans, it would have seemed that the Dems are trying to kill America. They hate liberty. They've shown us they have no respect for life. And who are you in their eyes to pursue happiness? It's nothing new, but it becomes more and more obvious each day. Each crisis, of course. The real crisis begins when you, America, dared to elect an outsider, a man who loved a nation and what it stands for or once stood for. We are watching a nation of people trying to work together as we fight a war on a vast and growing mutating virus. Some run and scream, just like in the horror movies, and others stay calm and busy themselves caring for their families and coming up with new ideas for their jobs and their businesses. America survives. We will survive this. If the government, in particular the Democrats, just get out of the way. We could probably do without their stimulus package if they just get out of the way. The president wants to make it easier, though. That's what he's after. As these weeks will cause much financial pain and loss of jobs and starving businesses. Many of us are already taking a hit. Most America is determined to make it through, though, and we will. The virus will spread, it will take more lives, and a nation will grieve together. And the Dems will, well, what will they do? They will continue to take advantage of you and your pain and your suffering. There is nothing lower than that. Somebody that'll kick a man when he's down. Only thugs do that. Well, you can come to your own conclusion with that statement. Unfortunately, the Dems are not alone. They have a large media corps around them, right beside them, pushing them every step of the way and covering up their tracks. And they, unfortunately, have many silent Republicans. Senator Kennedy calling them all out, the man from Louisiana, calling them out yesterday. I was so proud of him. Have you noticed that Mitch McConnell hasn't puffed up against Pelosi? He seems to let her run things there in the Senate. Is it just me? Maybe I can have some help to understand that. I know somebody that can help me understand. We welcome Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. We could use some shocking energy in Congress these days. Daniel, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Beth, and thanks as always for having me on.
Oh, we're just always glad. We're glad you're here, and glad you're healthy and wealthy and wise, and you're doing okay there.
Thank you. Same to you and all your listeners.
We are. We're doing pretty good here in the Heartland. We've had a few outbreaks. We actually had one in our little county, and we haven't heard any more about that. But we do pray for all those that are afflicted and have already had losses. And it's something we're together in this as a nation of people, people that have been so divided for the last 3 years. We're coming together to survive an enemy that knows no party.
Yeah, we are coming together, and it's amazing to see so many businesses and the private sector come together and people switching what they normally produce to produce something else. The ones who are not coming together is Congress, and as you gave in that great intro, they still get their paychecks, right? They have no pressure to
it will not hurt them
a solution.
One day.
Nope. No, but only about 30 of them are up for re-election, so the other 70 don't even have to worry about this because they know in 2 years it won't be in the news. And those who
People
are up
will
for
have
election,
forgotten.
Yep, and those who are up for election will try to use it somehow in their campaign. They're writing the videos right now. When the moment came to vote for Corona Package Relief, it was Bill Jones who voted no. And the reason why Bill Jones or whoever fake person you want to invent, the reason why I voted no is because what do wind and solar panels have to do with the coronavirus? What does PBS funding have to do with the coronavirus? How about racial and gender quotas on corporate boards have to do with coronavirus? Census funding. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Nancy Pelosi wrote a 1,200-page document in a matter of days. Could you and I sit at a typewriter and write that many pages that quickly with the clauses and the codicils and the wherefore, therefore, it shall be known, whereas, da-da-da. So she had a whole staff of people writing this nonsense legislation within hours, ready to go, because that's how she sees the world.
It is absolutely crazy what they have done. And I have a quote here. I'm trying to dig it out real fast. It's from James Madison, and I might have shared this with you before, but she has pumped up this thing, and I'm kind of I want you to explain to me why Mitch McConnell isn't fighting a little harder, and maybe he's fighting hard enough. I don't know, but my computer's working really, really slow. I'm going to bring this up, but he talks about in this particular quote from James Madison about these long-winded bills and how destructive they are. And, of course, this was written back in a time. Here it is. He says, it will be of little avail to the people if the laws are so voluminous that they cannot be read or so incoherent that they cannot be understood. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we know Pelosi is famous for, we have to pass the bill so we can find out what's in it.
Exactly.
And that's what they wanted done this time.
Go ahead. They love those types of huge omnibus legislation that has everything. Look, if Boeing needs a $60 billion bridge loan to pay their suppliers to keep from defaulting, et cetera, why can't we have one bill on just Boeing? And you vote yes or you vote no, and then we vote on this. And then we vote the cruise ship industry needs X. The airline industry needs $75 billion. Let's have a vote. $75 billion for the airline industry, yes or no?
Amen.
Why do we have to put all of these things together into a 1,200-page bill, which no one is going to read, and then suffer the consequences once it's already enacted into law? I don't understand why the Senate has to. Well, I do understand. Obfuscation is just part of the legislative process, unfortunately, in America right now.
And I hear the music, but I did want to talk to you also about how they're putting stuff from the Green New Deal, or the New Green Deal, or whatever you call that thing, into the stimulus package. Now, Americans ought to be outraged, and they need to be making those phone calls. And this is the number to call, and you need to absolutely flood those phone lines. 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. When we come back, Daniel and I are going to talk about some more of what's going on here. Daniel, have you ever thought about just being a radio host? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner of Power the Future. Visit powerthefuture.com. It's just powerthefuture.com, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Daniel, we have a caller from Iowa. We have Tim from Iowa. He wants to talk about this wonderful stimulus package. I'm thinking, what are they trying to stimuli? How you doing, Tim? Tim, are you there? Oh, did we lose Tim?
Hi, there we are.
Hey, there you go. Hey. How are you doing?
Oh, not too
bad.
What's
on your mind, Tim?
It's quiet around here.
It's quiet everywhere. It's kind of eerie.
Yeah. Hey, my thought on this is I think we're spending this all wrong. I think we need to pass this bill the way it's written, the way the Democrats did it. And we got to remember, Trump has the checkbook here. There isn't anything that's going to be in that bill that don't go through a cabinet level, and he can issue executive orders forbidding them to spend the money on these items. I think this is a gift. Let them all be on record as putting this in and voting for it, and the Republicans can say, well, we had to pass this bill to get some help out to the people. Let it pass and have him put executive orders out there forbidding the departments from spending the money on this wasteful spending that they've stuck into this. Otherwise, they're playing right into their hands to delaying this and hurting the economy worse.
What do you think, Daniel?
Well, it's an interesting strategy, and it's been tried before. I'm always reluctant of allowing bad legislation to go forward because it's harder to take off the books once it's already there.
Oh, yeah.
The courts have generally upheld the legislature when they say this was appropriated, the president withheld the funding. Normally there's some sort of suit filed, and the courts have normally sided with the legislature, saying, the law does say you have to give X to PBS, so the president doesn't have the authority to stop it. So I know what your caller is saying. I like having them all on record supporting bad things. But once those bad things are law, we all have to follow bad laws, unfortunately. So I would stick with the current tactic and stop it from happening.
He can't just scratch through it all, can he? When it comes to his death, can he say, minus this, minus that, minus this, and then sign it?
We tried line item veto. President Clinton tried it, and that was thrown out by the courts. Now, a number of states have it in their constitution, and I do think that there should be a line item veto, and if we need if we need some sort of constitutional amendment for it, but the courts have said at the federal level the president does not have that permission, which is why they like these huge omnibus bills. You want $1 million for a battleship? Great, it's going to cost you $50,000 in abortion funding. And the president's normally stuck. Do I want the defense and I'm okay with the abortion, or what do I do? And normally they cave because it's easier. Fighting is hard.
It is hard, and I'm hoping that President Trump, Tim, and I think you're still on, I'm hoping that President Trump will be the fighter, continue to be the fighter. I know he's concerned about the American people right now, and I know he's very concerned about the economy right now, but I don't want to see them get away with this. I want them called out. I want the American people, everybody, to know what they've done. Some people will approve of it because some people don't understand, but the majority of the people, I think, see what they are doing. And I have this, Rudy handed me this. He said this majority, the House Majority Whip, James Clyburn, that he said this is a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision. So it's not about the people. It's about their vision of socialism. It's their vision of taking power and not allowing the Republicans or any conservative. They don't care about some Republicans. You know, Romney's okay. Not letting any conservatives have power again, because we just mess up their plans. So I think that's obvious what they're doing. But do the American people all see that? Is Tim still there? I think Tim hung up. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Tim is lucky he has two great senators. He's got Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst, and they will vote the right way. And Missouri's lucky. You have two senators who will vote the right way, especially Josh Hawley. But for those listeners,
we're never sure about the other one.
But for those listeners who are from kind of purple states, especially states that the president won, that have Democrat senators. Look, West Virginia, you know, you've got Joe Manchin, who voted the wrong way. Trump won West Virginia by 30 points. You've got Sherrod Brown in Ohio, right? Trump won Ohio by 10 points. You've got Bob Casey in Pennsylvania. Trump won Pennsylvania only by 2 points, but he still won. Angus King in Maine. Trump won, two of the three districts in Maine, right? So there are a number of senators who are from Trump states who should be getting phone calls right now from their constituents saying, are you kidding me? Right? Do you really think you're representing my values by playing these games at the dancing of Nancy Pelosi's fiddle?
I want to give that number again. It's 202. This is the White House it's the switchboard for D.C. 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. It's a switchboard for Congress. But I was going to ask you, Daniel, I know that the mainstream media isn't telling the truth. So are the American people actually going to know what Pelosi and her cohorts are doing? Are they going to understand and know what they've been trying to pull? You know, I thought it was really wise of what Cruz did this morning. And he started putting out the numbers of how many people have been infected just during the 1 hour that Democrats continue to delay and don't even show up. They don't even bother to show up. So do you think the American people are actually seeing this?
And that's a great point you raise, because there are, I believe, three Republican senators who are in quarantine. One, Rand Paul, is infected, and so they are not allowed on the Senate floor. And the Senate rules are still such. They've been the rules since the day the institution was founded, that you must be physically present to vote. And they have not suspended them ever, not even in the midst of war, that you can call in your vote. It's just a rule of the Senate. So the Democrats know that they have a tie now,
even
leverage. Though the Republican, exactly, they have leverage. But you're right. The reason why is because they have the media to their advantage.
Right,
and the
them.
Media narrative will be the Republicans run the Senate, and the Senate couldn't pass the bill. Ergo, the Republicans are guilty. And the mainstream media, NBC, CBS, they will run these stories. There's a graphic. I'll try to text you at the commercial break, and you can put it on your website. They showed how in real time the New York Times switched its headline from Democrats block stimulus bill, and within minutes it was changed to Senate unable to pass spending bill, because someone said, whoa, you can't pin this on the Democrats. And the New York Times, rather than tell the truth, Democrats block, they were like, let's make it a little bit more palatable and blame everybody. And so I'll send you that graphic. You can put it on your site.
Yes, please, please do. In this time of crisis, one thing that the president's team has had to do is remove some of the obstacles that Obamacare put in there. And one of the things that Pelosi has added here is new burdensome OSHA requirements on hospitals. And so here we go again. They're going to tie the hands of the caregivers. Now, OSHA serves a purpose. But I have a little story about OSHA. I can tell you real quick. It has nothing to do with medical. It's construction, because, you know, my husband worked in construction. And OSHA has done a job, you know, and they've served a purpose. Things are safer. They have to follow certain guidelines on the job sites. Well, they had an OSHA guy come and do a little inspection. And he said, you know, we've removed so many things, and we have fewer and fewer accidents all the time. So they're going to increase the requirements. They're going to increase the OSHA rules and stipulations, because they need the money for the fine money. And so enough is never enough. It's not really about the people. It's always about money, fining and taxing and taking from the American people. Now, I like it to be safe on the construction sites, and accidents do happen. But just him telling that, and that was when President Obama was elected in 2012, I think, was when that happened. It was right after that election, and that it just blew our minds, you know, that it's never enough. We're doing good. We're just going to keep things the way they are. Nope. We need more money, so we're going to up the fines, and we're going to up the regulations and the rules just to make it a little tighter on the people. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Daniel Turner, and we're talking about the burdens on America, and we will be right back.
Centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power. with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Daniel, I thank you for that. He sent that to me, and I've already got it on Facebook, so you can see that screenshot of New York Times. And one of the questions that has popped up here on Facebook as people are watching and listening is, how low can oil go? And America still make a profit. Our companies still make a profit. How low can it go?
Well, they're not making a profit right now.
I didn't think they were.
No. I mean, every region of the country is different because, just in the same way, you know, your sandwich prices are different in every country you go to, and milk is
true.
What it takes to extract oil and gas is different in every part of the country. But on average, we can say as a ballpark figure, anything below $30 is bad. We're just losing money. It sounds great for the consumer, right? And people are going to say, well, you know, the price at the pump is really good, and isn't that good for all Americans? But here's the comparison I would make. Imagine your favorite little, you know, restaurant, and they serve their Friday night pasta, and it's a dollar. And you say, boy, that's great. I would much rather pay a dollar for my pasta. But how long can the restaurant owner serve pasta at a dollar before he starts firing all of his staff and then closes up the restaurant for good, and then you have no restaurant anymore, and that's not good, right? So there is a price point that even though it's low and it seems like it's a win, it's actually bad in the long run for the health of the economy, and that's where we're at.
Well, I know it's there's a lot of industries being hit, and there's some that are booming right now, like mail orders. They're booming right now. We used to laugh at all those places that were mail order food, but I bet they're doing really well right now. And I know that My Patriot Supply is doing real well, and there's a lot of industries. The trucking industry is doing good, and Walmart's hiring, which I was kind of thought that was strange. Maybe that's for their mail section or something there. I don't know. And deliveries, you know, they've had to boost up deliveries and things like that. But anyway, it's rough times. It's going to be rough, and the president knows that. I was really proud of him yesterday. He says, we can't let the cure be worse than the disease. And then, of course, they jumped all over him. Oh, are you going to ignore what the doctors say to do? And da, da, da. It's like, you know, I don't think he'll have to, because I think Americans are going to say, enough's enough, I'm coming out of the house.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think, look, this is obviously a very difficult time and for anyone in leadership, and you want to make the right prudent decisions for the welfare of the nation. But this is why we elect men and women to be our leaders, and we don't have a technocratic state. And just the same way, we don't want the people at the CIA who love to go to war, or the people at the Pentagon who love to go to war because it's kind of fun and exciting. We don't want them in charge of the military, right? There are people who would go to bomb Iran tomorrow if you gave them the window to, but that's why they don't have the decisions or the power to make those decisions. And we don't want the global warming people making our decisions, because you heard Eric Yang during the debates when he was still a candidate. He said we had to move all the people from coastal cities to higher ground. Imagine if you actually had the power to do that. So, but you don't want these people making decisions, but you do want them informing our leaders. Ultimately, the men and women we elect to office, for good or for ill, we elect them to make decisions. Get all the best data, get all the best advice, but make the best decision understanding the world at large. And I think Dr. Fauci and Dr. Biltz, I believe her name is, they've been tremendous. But I don't want them empowered to be the decision makers, because they see the world through the lens of medicine. The president has to see the world through the lens of the entirety of America, and he needs that decision power, not anyone else.
You know, we've been seeing lots of stories and everything, you know, but I did want to talk to you about this this stuff that they have put in this stimulus bill that really goes right back to the new Green Deal, and how they're trying to push that through and force it on the American people. And it will break America. You know, I've heard that the stimulus package, even without all this stuff, we can't afford it and it'll break America, and that this virus is going to break America. But there's no doubt that the Green New Deal will. And it's almost like that's what they want. So I wanted you to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, and it's a really great point you make. I wrote an article about this in The Federalist just a couple of days ago, about how the result of coronavirus on the economy are exactly what the Green New Deal would have accomplished anyway. It shut down the tourism industry. You can read a number of articles that talk about how, you know, our tourism is killing the planet, right? The green environmentalists have hated the airline industry. They hate the cruise ship industry. They hate the travel industry. They don't want people in cars, which is why they want to ban the combustion engine. Now, we haven't banned it, and in fact, with gas so cheap, you would think more people would be driving, but the government's making us stay at home right now. And so it is accomplishing the exact same things as the Green New Deal, and there will be articles at the end of this saying, look how low our emissions were, look how clean the water was because there were no boats in it, look at how, and people will use this as evidence that their agenda is good for the country. But at the same time, look at 20% unemployment rate or 30% unemployment rate. A great state, Alaska, where I spend a lot of my time, they are literally beginning to come into cruise ship season, and that is a huge part of their economy. And right now the cruise ship industry is closed. There are hundreds of thousands. No, that's true. There are only 700,000 people in the state. There are thousands of people who work in that industry who wait for these summer months because they are porters or they clean the cruise ships or they do private tours or they stock food. I don't know what the governor of Alaska is going to do with all of them because they are all going to be filing for unemployment. And so what coronavirus has done has been a glimpse of what a green future in America would look like. And if people say, well, we'll just switch to oil from oil to renewable, how long is that going to take? As long as coronavirus took, right? How long is it going to be until we run on a renewable economy? The answer is never. It's not possible just by physics. But in the process, a lot of people are going to get hurt waiting for this panacea of a green tomorrow that's never going to come.
So how's their senator? Is her name Murdowski? How's she going to sit on this stimulus bill? What decision is she going to make?
All the Republicans have, even Mitt Romney, all the Republicans have been in lockstep, which has been great to see.
Absolutely.
So no one, and Susan Collins hasn't been this angry since the Kavanaugh vote. And Susan Collins is no conservative, and she runs
no,
as
she's
that,
not.
Right? But she has come out and blasted this bill. So I am happy to see the Republicans. But, you know, going back to earlier what you said, Beth Ann, about the media, how the media is going to carry the water of the Democrats, which they always do. That's also why the media, why the left very much wants to shut down and control the internet, and why they want things like the Fairness Act, because radio programs like yours and social media and conservative outlets like the Daily Caller and the Free Beacon, they want them shut down. They want complete control of the media so they can control the narrative. And they've lost it. But if they ever had the chance to shut down CSC Talk Radio, you know they would jump at it.
Oh, I know. We have a little trouble with Facebook. In fact, I let Life News know what they had done because it was an article from them regarding what Pelosi had done originally in the stimulus bill was, you know, some of the things she put in there about abortion and trying to protect that industry. And I got shot down by Facebook, said that was only partially true. And, of course, they were wrong because it was absolutely true. We found it in several other places, and it wasn't all coming from Life News. And they've attacked us a lot. And I'm just small potatoes. Just small potatoes. But they are afraid of rural America, and that's who my listeners are. And I just wish we could gain even more rural America. Because rural America is in every state. And
yes,
we need
ma'am.
To be in every state. Absolutely in every state. It all takes money, though, Daniel. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Daniel Turner. Power the future. He is about the future of this nation. Are you about the future of this nation? Because the future matters. Right now, it's rough times, but the future is just ahead. And Daniel and Beth Ann, you know what? We're just ahead, too, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty Flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets, but up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. One more time, America, you need to call the phone number, the switchboard for Congress, 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. Daniel, I was bragging about rural America, and immediately somebody on Facebook says, I live in this city and I enjoy listening to CSC Talk Radio. You see, I grew up in Raytown in Kansas City, Missouri area, so I got a little of the city in me, and I'm in the country now, and I feel like I am America. I've done it all. Amen. I worked in the factory. I worked on the farm. Actually, I watched my husband work on the farm mostly. I've been a secretary. I've been a switchboard operator. I've been everywhere, man. And here I am behind a microphone. So
you're
I feel like I am
Cash.
The voice of America. Go ahead. What? What'd you
you're
say?
You're like Johnny Cash. You've been everywhere.
A doo-dah, doo-dah, doo-dah day. Okay.
Exactly. You know, maybe we can help your wonderful listeners with a list of those who are up for re-election, because there are a
Absolutely.
Number of them. And the most effective way to get to get the attention of the staff of a congressman and say, you tell your boss that unless he or she votes the right way, I guarantee you I will vote for his opponent, her opponent, whatever. That wakes them up. Well, they have to know their constituents are angry. And look, we've shut down legislation before, cap and trade. We held up Obamacare for the longest time until, unfortunately, Senator Kennedy passed away, and they replaced them with Elizabeth Warren, and it was all done, and blah, blah, blah. So, but we can fight this. Can I ride the coattails of one thing you said closing the last segment, though, Beth?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've talked too much.
No, it's your show. You mentioned your problems with Facebook, and it's a great point. Facebook is now censoring content. But if you and your wonderful listeners recall, not long ago, Facebook was being hauled up to Congress every single day, and he was testifying. Mark Zuckerberg was testifying before the Senate. He didn't like that. He didn't like being exposed. He didn't like people asking him questions. So he did this little thing. We'll just censor the content we don't like. And notice how everyone leaves him alone now. Right? Like I said earlier, fighting is hard. Zuckerberg doesn't care about content or truth. He cares about his $50 billion, and he wants to run a profitable country. So if he has to shut down Beth Ann and say, we don't like this content and you can't post it, that keeps him from getting hauled up to Congress and being asked uncomfortable questions, and objective truth doesn't matter.
I do have a question, and I'm going to give him a pat on the back because Facebook has offered the government a whole bunch of, I don't remember what the number is, but a lot of masks. A lot of the face masks. And I'm thinking, why does Facebook have masks? Can somebody answer me that question? Where did they come up with all these masks to donate?
Yeah.
I was trying to figure that one out.
I have some companies have really stepped up to the plate. I have been very impressed with how some companies and some celebrities have been incredibly silent. And I think it's because they want a bad atmosphere. They want America in crisis because they think politically it will be good. You would think companies like Disney would say, are you stuck home with the kids? We'll give you Disney Plus, you know, either for free or reduced. But no, Disney's not lowering their costs because they want the money. And you would think celebrities would say, hey, this great movie we made, we're going to put it on HBO for free for all of you. No, they're not doing that. The only celebrity stuff I've seen is a bunch of them singing that godless John Lennon song, Imagine, and they all got made fun of because it was awful. So they haven't stepped up the way back, you know, I'm trying to compare it to Bob Hope, right, going out and rallying the troops' spirit and trying to keep America hopeful and optimistic. You don't see any celebrity or very few celebrities taking a platform and saying, let's try to cheer up the world a little bit. Nope. They kind of want everything to be glum because they think it's good for political reasons.
They don't want America standing together. And you know what? They have money to donate. You know, the average American person doesn't have anything. They don't have extra. And right now, they've got to hang on to every dime they've got because they've got kids at home. They've got, which means, I don't know if anybody understands that, that means extra groceries. And that does mean extra toilet paper at their home 24/7. It does mean more expenses on the family when everybody is cooped up in the house. You got to come up with ideas. You got to keep everyone happy, keep them from fighting. I just can't imagine. I told my husband, man, can you imagine when all of our five, if we'd have been cooped up in the house with them and couldn't work and not get the money for those jobs. And just to mention the fighting that the boys do, you had a bunch of brothers. You didn't fight or anything, did you? You didn't pick on each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there weren't any testosterone dripping off the walls or anything there. But, you know, I have great sympathy, but, you know, the American people are so ingenious. But, you know, Hollywood, they have money to donate. Bloomberg, he has money. He could do something for the people. But, no, he just keeps saying, I'm going to spend billions of dollars to get Democrats elected. Mm-hmm. Democrats who refuse to do anything for the American people right now.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to stop and think about that.
One final nail in the coffin of the campaign of Mike Bloomberg to remind people what an awful human being he is. Despite his wealth, despite his intelligence, just truly a terrible person, he promised all of his campaign staff that he would pay their salary through the end of the year with benefits. He paid them very handsomely, and that's how he attracted some of the top talent. His campaign went nowhere, as everyone knows, and he just fired all of his staff and said, yeah, I changed my mind on that. So could you imagine if you thought you had a guaranteed salary and benefits through December, getting a phone call from the campaign manager saying, yeah, we changed our minds. Yep, thousands of people he let go because, and this is a man worth close to $60 billion, right? This was not going to bankrupt him. He just doesn't care about his, and that just shows you what he thinks
uses.
Of people. Yep.
He uses people.
And typical of, unfortunately, a lot of the folks in that wealth. One of the great equalizers of coronavirus will be, I like to think that Michael Bloomberg has no staff and no maids and no cooks. They're all taking care of their own family, and he's struggling to open up a can of tuna fish and asking Siri how to boil water to make a cup of tea. So maybe that will teach him a little humility about the working class people he fires left and right when no one is there to make his bed or flush his toilet.
Well, maybe Doug Schoen will wake up a little bit more if he's one of those that he let go and didn't pay, because, you know, he's on Fox quite a bit. And he was a big Hillary fan, and his things kept happening and kept happening. He at least saw the light there. Maybe it was because Fox was going to pay him to be a consultant. But every now and then he says some stuff pretty smart, like he's actually trying to think it through, but he still seems to lean on that socialist side of the Democrats. So maybe Doug Schoen will wake up after Bloomberg, because he was one of his campaign people. I hear the music, Daniel. Fastest hour of the day, isn't it?
Always so fast, and always so great to be with you and your wonderful listeners. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much for all that you do. Visit powerofthefuture.com, powerofthefuture.com, or go to my website and click on the icon. Mine is just csctalkradio.com. Very simple. Very easy. You don't even have to put in the www's anymore. America, you're at home, but can we bring us all home? Bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.